So, Mayor Karen Daly Kelly, what is your background? What's a...
Well, I worked in the municipal office as everything that was there, like an assistant, as a DG itself, as a bylaw officer for approximately 10 or 11 years.
And prior to that?
Oh, prior to that, I was in banking.
So how long have you lived in Thorne?
As of this year, 45 years.
And so what do you like the most about the municipality?
The municipality happens to be beautiful. The people are great. The air is fresh, and the lakes are fantastically clean, and so is all the water. And I have nothing to complain about here. It's really a really nice place compared to where I was coming from, and that was Montreal. So not that Montreal's that bad, but the country is a lot better type thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so what's your history in politics?
Well, I first started off as a counselor to hear more. And don't forget, as DG, you're in on the council meetings every month. So you pick up a lot of stuff. And basically, that's all I've in my experience. Life is basically only with municipal politics.
And so what prompted you to run initially as a counselor and now last term for mayor?
I wanted to make sure that we didn't overspend, wanted to make sure the municipality stayed as healthy as possible. And it seemed to me as though if you don't speak up, what's the point of it all? So you have to be honest with what you're going to do, and you have to believe in what you're going to do.
And can you take us back over the previous 4 years of the council that you sat as mayor on? Could you go over maybe some of the record or the accomplishments that you guys have done over the last 4 years, and anything particularly you're particularly proud of?
Well, we've made sure that the roads are a lot better. We've paid off a lot of our debts, and unfortunately, as municipalities, we're always probably going to have more. But at this point in time, we're debt-free clear, and we're hoping to keep Thorne as beautiful as possible, and we're trying to make it a lot more environmentally friendly, and this is one of the things that we've all been trying to do. All the councils, not just myself, but all the councils are very, very strong on this, and we want a nice place for the kids to grow up and have playgrounds that are viable and clean.
So looking forward to the next term here, if you are elected, what would your priorities be for your next term?
Again, keeping the rates as low as possible and trying to improve the working conditions for my staff. And I'm trying to keep the roads, trying to keep on top of the problems and so that we know exactly what's going on. And also we have to keep the ratepayers informed of what the government is coming down with and what the government is going to be doing in the future if we know ourselves, like internet service, like cell service. And this is of prime importance at this point. The cell service is getting there, but it's not there as yet, as you know. And the same thing applies to the internet. They're working on it, and they're hoping to have it up and running, hardwired as much as possible by the end of 2022. And I'm working towards that as well. And if I get elected, my voice will still be very strong in the municipal, at the MRC level.
And so last question here. If you were speaking directly to a voter in your community, what would you say to convince them that they should vote for you and not your opponent?
I've kept my word the last 4 years. I didn't increase it any more than I said I would. I said one penny per year, and I did. And trying to maintain the same equilibrium and trying to be as honest and as transparent as I can be with everything and keep them well informed.
Well, Mayor Kelly, I want to thank you for your time, unless you have anything else to add on there.
No, we're trying to keep Thorne beautiful.
Awesome.